is Dr. Cheryl Kirby from the Florida SBDC Network State Office, here to discuss the Emerging Leaders Miami Initiative with the Deputy District Director of SBA's South Florida District Office, Janelle Hine. Thank you for joining us, Janelle.
Thank you, Cheryl. Happy to be here.
Great. So, can you tell me a little bit about what the Emerging Leaders Initiative is and what it entails?
Of course. It's a new initiative here in our district. The initiative's actually been going on for almost 6 years in other district offices across the nation. Basically, it's a federal training initiative that specifically focuses on executives of businesses poised for growth in historically challenged communities. The initiative provides the executives with organizational framework, a resource network, and motivation that's required to build sustainable businesses and promote the economic development within urban communities. The class has an instructor that is actually contracted through InterRise, which is the paid instructor for the initiative. And that instructor's experience not only in training adults, but also in running a company. So they've actually been there on the ground doing the same thing that these business owners have as well. And the students participate in a series of highly interactive sessions that include 13 classroom meetings, and it's every other Tuesday beginning April 15th. They'll have 7 CEO mentoring meetings outside of the class, and naturally there's going to be some homework as well.
Are these dates posted anywhere?
We have them on our website at sba.gov and then / the word South Florida. People can find the hot link for our Emerging Leaders Initiative there.
So when and where will the classes be held?
Our registration's already begun, and it actually closes on March 21st for any owners or CEO-level executives that want to apply for the program. 15 businesses are going to be selected here locally in Miami-Dade County, and the first class begins April 15th, and it's going to be alternating every other week for approximately 7 months, so it's a big time commitment.
What types of businesses benefit from a program like this?
The program is not targeted to any particular industry. All types of businesses from any kind of industry can get in there and I think utilize the program. In the past, like I said, it's been about a 6-year initiative with our agency, but retail, professional services, manufacturing, technology, those types of firms do very well. Additionally, family businesses that are going through leadership transition have also benefited greatly.
So what is the selection process like? Is it a certain size business, certain revenue generated?
We do have specific selection criteria. So the businesses that we're going to be considering must be located in Miami-Dade County, have to be established for at least 3 years. Curriculum, unfortunately, is not set up for startup companies. The business has to have annual revenues between $400,000 and $10 million per year. They actually have to have employees. This doesn't work very well for sole proprietors, so there has to be at least one employee besides the owner. Additionally, the person that's going to be coming to these courses has to be a key decision maker of the qualified business, whether it's the business owner or what they're calling a C-level executive, so a CEO, a COO, someone that can actually implement what's going to be coming out of it, which is a 3-year strategic action plan. And again, the commitment is the thing that we want everyone to be aware of, because it is 13 training sessions spread out over about a 7-month period. Our instructor estimates it's about a 100-hour commitment. Now, if they don't meet the criteria, if businesses don't meet the criteria, we're still asking for them to register so that if we are going to continue the program in different areas of our district, we'd like to be able to gauge a response and know that, you know, it would benefit from other areas. Additionally, if someone isn't qualified this year, we're hoping, like I said, to continue the program, so we'll have qualified candidates maybe for next year. If they don't meet the 3 years in business, they're only 2 years, they could still sign up and maybe they would be a top candidate next year.
Perfect, perfect. So is there a cost? That's the big question.
The cost, actually, no, there is no monetary cost, but the cost is the time commitment. The business owners, are, like I said, can expect to, we're saying, invest 100 hours in their business by taking the class. They're going to be working on their business, not in their business. So they have to be able to break away from the daily operations. Unfortunately, with this particular class, attendance is a key thing for it. So if one of the participants misses 2 classes, then they don't get to graduate. So it has to be someone who's fairly sure that they can commit to the program in order to get the benefit from the program.
So how would a potential business that wants to participate, how would they register?
There's a website through our instructing company, Interise. It's www.interise, interise.org, and then they can use the /, and then all one words, SBA Emerging Leaders. And that's the initial intake. They are sending those people on to us. We're going to be doing the selection here at the district office, though.
So this sounds very in-depth. What about the curriculum? What kind of, are there special speakers?
Well, actually, like I said, it's a copyrighted curriculum from Interise, which is called Streetwise Steps to Small Business Growth. There are 5 modules that will be covered in the class. First one is Business and Strategy Assessment. The second one is on financials, understanding your financials. Module 3 is marketing and sales. We then move on to resources such as people, accessing capital, and government contracting. And then the final module is kind of putting it all together, how it is that we're going to develop the strategic growth plan for the business. And the actual students will be making presentations to a panel of business experts and getting some valuable critique and feedback for those plans.
Tell me, Janelle, so why Miami-Dade?
Well, actually, the location was picked by our headquarters office. The Office of Entrepreneurial Development decided that it would come to Miami. We've chosen to just utilize one county, Miami-Dade County, because from other offices that have been doing the program, we know that the greater the distance away, unfortunately, the higher the dropout rate is for some of those students. The classes are 3 hours long every other week. If someone has to travel more than 50 miles, there's a greater possibility that they may have something that comes up that keeps them from being able to attend the class. And like I said, can only miss 2 classes, and then you're not in line for the graduation ceremony.
Right. And what is the deadline again for registration?
March 21st of next month, so just about a month away. And we'll have our class selected by April 1st. And then, of course, the first class starts April 15th.
Okay, so we have 13 training sessions, 100 hours of commitment for the businesses that have been in business for 3 or more years. Anything else, any other information that we can share with people?
Well, what I wanted to say is I wanted to thank the SBDC Network because our newest SBDC at Florida International University is offering the space for the classes. They're actually going to be one of the co-sponsors of this event, and they're located in downtown at their Brickell campus, 1101 Brickell Avenue. So that was a huge hurdle for us to find the location, and it fits in very well with what the SBDC does as well.
Excellent. Yes, we're very excited about that campus, and we can't wait to be full throttle over there, so we're elated. Who can I contact for more information?
The contact is actually me, Janelle Hine. I can be reached at my email address. It's JONEL.HEIN at S as in Sam, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, .gov, or at my phone number. It's 305-536-5521, and my extension number is 147. That information is also contained on our website, though. www.sba.gov/South Florida, and then look for the hot link for Emerging Leaders.
Janelle, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning and explaining the details of the Emerging Leaders Initiative. We are so excited that the SBA's South Florida District Office is partnering with the Florida SBDC at FIU. We look forward to hearing about all the great success this partnership will create and wish all the participating businesses the best of luck in the program. Thank you again. Thank you for joining us. And for more business assistance, go to floridasbdc.org.